Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today we are going to talk to Swati Kahala. She's the co-founder of Script. Script is based in Chennai. They've developed a really cool product called Shrink, which uses machine learning and compression algorithms to minimize files to the smallest possible size for enterprise customers around the world. So she talks about her rollercoaster journey from running the company in a car to launching Shrink at GTEx in Dubai. We talk about her exciting plans for the future, which includes working on a video streaming product that can handle 8K video resolution with real-time compression. Please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Swati. How are you?
Hi, Neil. I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, great. I believe you're based in Chennai, right?
Yep, Chennai.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do, please.
Yeah, so I co-founded Script with Karthik two to 3 years ago.
Yep.
So we're the minds behind Shrink, the best compression engine for the enterprise. Mm-hmm. And we built an amazing team and have thankfully stayed bootstrapped ever since we started. I love to code and I manage a pretty vibrant women in tech community here in Chennai.
Okay, brilliant. How did you start your company?
Yeah, so like I said about this community, right? Mm-hmm. So we run Google Developers Group here in Chennai,
yep.
And it's a great place for a lot of geeks to get together.
Mm-hmm.
So we, in one of the events, Karthik had a mutual friend who told us about a problem that he was facing in his own company about storage, right? So whatever he did, right, storage kept on increasing. And it wasn't even the storage that his employees generated, but just storage that he had to keep aside, right, to come visit back to.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a huge problem. And as we thought more about this problem, we kind of figured out that it was never a technology problem, but it was more of a business benefit, right? So the more storage racks a business sells, the more they're profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened as a force of nature, as most startups do. We realized that there was a problem to be solved and said to ourselves that, you know, we should be the ones to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So Excellent. We just roll up our sleeves, got our geek brains on and did it.
Okay. And what were the early days like?
So the early days were actually something out of a movie, I guess. We started out in coffee shops, in cars, and it was just a lot of sketches on, you know, coffee napkins.
Mm-hmm.
And we never really thought that we could do it until we actually did it.
You said you started in
the
car. You said you started in the car.
Yeah, we started in a car.
Well, was that your office then?
Yes, it was. I mean, for two people, I don't really think we needed an office. So yeah.
What
a lot of coffee shops, a lot of horrible looks from waiters. It's like, what are you guys doing here?
What car was it?
It was a Ford Figo.
Okay, excellent. And how big is the team then? So obviously you started with two people in the car. How big is the team now?
Yeah, the team is seven people, including us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all the best part is all of this team got together because of the community that we created.
All right, okay.
So I'm a huge believer of tech communities because, you know, this is where I found my happiness and I really want more girls to find it in tech too, and not just, you know, being related to the tech industry, but actually coding and hacking and building stuff.
Mm-hmm. How did you learn to code then?
It was definitely self-taught. I think from a very young age, I just love to solve problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
And never stuff that was actually in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was never a kid that ever listened to anyone or ever did my homework. And I knew that I could never work, you know, survive in a 9-to-5 job or have someone tell me what to do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it just happened.
Going back to the product then, what's like the main features of this product?
All right. So the main solution that, or the main problem that we're trying to solve is the entire data explosion.
Mm-hmm.
So the closer we get to mini computers and, you know, smartwatches and all of these things, there's a huge industry out there that is actually wasting like so many literally rooms of storage trying to store all of these things, right? So our product, what it tries to do is make storage much, much smaller, but in a way that when you actually retrieve it, it's going to be the same thing.
So is this going to be for businesses then?
So right now it's aimed for the enterprise because we see that they're the ones who are suffering the most from this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it is aimed for the enterprise and we built a kind of a streamlined compression solution. It's not just, you know, focused on certain file types, but it actually works seamlessly across any file type that that you give us. And we support about like 3,000 file types currently.
Mm-hmm.
And we do guarantee a file compression size of about 50 to 80%.
So if I have a file that's like 6 gig, you could shrink that to what?
Actually, we've had really good experiences with a lot of enterprise storage files, like database dumps. So we got down from 6 GB to a couple of MB. It was nearly 96%.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah.
And I believe you launched this at GTEx in Dubai?
Yeah, we launched it at GTEx in Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous or excited? How did it go?
It was exciting. We just saw the Steve Jobs movie, and it felt like we were him. Okay. You know, we were these little kids in this huge enterprise setup, and it was like it was the best time of our lives. Yeah, and we had a lot of footfall, and we had a lot of people that could not believe that this could be done.
Yeah, excellent. So you started in a car, and you ended up in GTEx. So when you were in that car, did you think you were going to end up like?
Never. I mean, it was never about selling the product or making money or anything of that. It was just about solving this huge problem that even we faced ourselves, right?
Excellent. I mean, talking about stats then, I mean, how many customers do you have?
Six enterprise customers.
Excellent. I mean, what was it like getting your first customer then? Was it exciting?
So getting our first customer was like a graduate party. It was so amazing, that feeling that our product, the ones that we just built, is going to solve a huge problem for all these people.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I mean, what's a typical day for you then?
A typical day involves a lot of code, a lot of looking over product development, and making sure whatever we push to production is of the highest quality. I also love contributing to open source, and I encourage a lot of my team members to do the same too.
What's the hardest part about building Shrink?
Yeah, so the hardest part definitely would be trying to do something that no one has ever done before. And every single day is just not a problem, but something that we have to come across, right? And it's that entire creative process. And we get to be so curious and we get to build stuff. And I think that is hard, but when you come over it, it is one of the best feelings in the world.
I mean, what will Shrink look like in, say, 12 months' time?
So I definitely want to have this product be, you know, used by every single person, not just enterprises, because I think this is a problem that all of us are facing, right? So the more storage that we generate, I mean, our phone space is definitely not enough for anyone here. Mm-hmm. Right? So something that would actually solve this problem for everyone and not just the enterprise. Definitely that. And focusing a bit more on real-time compression. So, you know, if there was a way that, imagine this call that we're having could have been done better if it utilized less bandwidth, then everyone would be happy, right? Mm, exactly. So something along those lines.
Yeah. What are you working on right now then?
So we are currently in our marketing phase. So we don't have a separate marketing team or separate sales team. It's just all of us, right? The developers become sales teams when the time starts. So right now we are in the entire marketing and sales structure right now. And yeah.
I believe you're actually working on some sort of video streaming as well.
Yeah. So the real-time compression, that is what we're working on right now. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make... So right now how the product works is that you give us any file type and it actually compresses in the background. And once it's ready, it's going to ping you that, you know what, hey, I've done it. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is that just take off that huge point in space that the user doesn't really know what's happening, right? So we're trying to make this more real time. So if you give us a video and if you want to broadcast it to like thousands of people, we're going to use our technology and make this real time. So as you're broadcasting it, we're going to be compressing it and serving it. But when we serve it, it's going to be serving at full size. So only the transportation is going to be compressed.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you mentioned marketing before. I mean, where do most of your customers come from? Is it email or face-to-face or social media?
It is a lot of emails, a lot of following up, and having so these are enterprises that we have to deal with. So a lot of emailing, a lot of cold calling, and just visiting the office, right? And so a lot of cold marketing. Mm-hmm.
And how do you stay on top of things? Obviously, you mentioned code before, web development. It's always changing. How do you go about staying on top of things?
All right, so we work 10 hours a day, even now, and that 10 hours a day is at office and the rest is at home. Mm-hmm. And I actually love the kind of culture that we've developed here. And it's never like you do this and this is going to happen. It is like, if I do this, the product is going to be better. So I think everyone really strives to do that extra 20% and get things done.
So at the moment you're bootstrapping this, so you're not looking for any VC money or anything like that, are you?
Not at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah. And what's the startup scene like in Chennai then? Well, obviously we hear about Bangalore, but what's the startup scene like in Chennai?
Yeah, I've actually heard this, that, you know, the entire startup scene is at Bangalore, but I think a lot of noise is actually happening here in Chennai. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of still very humble, right? Yeah, so it's starting up.
And who are your tech heroes?
All right, so that's an easy one. So David Heinmar Hansen from Basecamp and Sridhar Vembu from Zoho. So both of them are really motivating and inspirational, right? Both of them are bootstrapped and they love being bootstrapped. And I mean, DHS built Rails. Who wouldn't have a little tech crush on him?
So is the code written in Ruby on Rails then?
Yeah, so the web front side is written on Rails, where the compression is a bit different.
Okay, excellent. And what books, do you read any blogs?
I'm not really techie when it comes to blogs, but I love my daily Reddit. I love fiction. And you know what? I actually think that a lot of tech founders just need to like unplug, unravel, and kind of come off tech a little bit.
Excellent. I mean, do you have like a list of favorite web tools that you use for your projects?
So right now we just started moving it to React. So React.js by Facebook. And I think it's excellent. It solved a lot of problems that we had on the user front side and helped us make it more user-friendly, I guess. So most of the enterprise tools that you see right now are just like HTML1, right? Like just a lot of table layouts. So this is something that we're trying to solve too. So all these enterprise people, they're used to using age-old technologies, but they come back home and they use amazing things like Facebook and WhatsApp. So we try to build our shrink web portal as something that is kind of modern, right? So a lot of things that you see on Facebook or WhatsApp is going to be implemented here as well.
Last couple of questions then. What advice would you give anyone wanting to start a startup?
Just stick it out, right? No matter how hard the day seems to be, right? Just believe that tomorrow is going to be better, and definitely product first. It's okay to obsess over every little detail, because whatever you put out there, it's a little part of yourself, and that little part, it better be the best part. And also, don't rush into raising funds, right? So build a little MVP, test the waters out, because there's actually a very good thing about not having a safety net. It makes you work more perfect, right? Knowing that you've got only that one chance. So yeah, just stick it out, perseverance. Yeah.
Excellent. I mean, away from your business, do you have any hobbies and interests? I know you work 10 hours a day.
I love doing yoga. So yeah, I actually started convincing a lot of my team members to start doing yoga too.
Last question for people who want more information on what you do. How do they connect with you?
We've got a contact form up on the page. So there's any questions, since right now it's kind of for the enterprise. So there's no like sign up process or anything. Just reach out to us. We're friendly people.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Swati. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So that's Swati, and if you'd like to know more, you can go to our website, www.script.com. That's the end of the show. If you have any feedback, please go to neilpatel.co/podcast, fill in the 60-second survey. Thank you, and speak to you next week.